Hi, I'm Tom Griffith, and welcome to the Greater Formation and Power Podcast. Here we'll discuss topics and practices that will help you deepen your intimacy with God the Father, exercise your authority in Jesus the Son, and move in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to walk in God's truth and intimacy and power. We need all three strands working together in our lives because we believe that nothing else will actually do. Are you a good human? You know, I got to thinking about that expression the other day, and for the last 5 or 10 years, it's come into to be pretty popular. People, particularly young people, encouraging each other to be good humans. So I actually even looked it up on the internet to be a good human, and I found out it's a thing. Like, there's actually an organization about it that works with young people, helping them to learn really to live the golden rule, but to go beyond that and to stand up for just causes and those who are weak. So I don't really know much about that organization, but they have t-shirts and things like that. Be a good human. That's not exactly what I want to talk about, but it got me thinking. You know, when I was young, we used the expression of mankind. But over the last 20 years, 30 years, it's moved more to humankind because we want an equity between male and female. And the emphasis has been on humans rather than mankind. And I think that makes sense in a number of ways. The goal is to be a good person or a good human. That got me thinking when I even thought about that, the difference between being human beings and human doings. You know, that's been something that has been emphasized as people are considering really coming to terms with who we are, not just what we do. Sometimes we try to get our worth out of what we do and we get busy and we think we're more important because of all the things that we do. Yet we're losing our sense of identity or our being. And so human doings is not the goal. We want to be human beings. But I want to take it a step further. And we want to be humans being with God. The revelation of Jesus as Emmanuel, God with us, is really a revelation of what it means to be not just a good human, and not just a good human doing, but to be a good human being with God who is with us. Human beings being with God who is with us. In Genesis 1:26, it says, let us, God talking either within the Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or possibly he's talking about his heavenly council, but he says, let us make Adam in our image. Usually that has been translated, let us make man in our image. In the image of God, let us make him male and female. So Adam is the word for man. Or then if you go into a later translation, it would say, let us make mankind in our image. Or in most recent translations, again, it would say, let us make humankind in our image, in male and female. Well, there's books, there's lots of theology written on what it might mean that we are created in the image of God, but I want to just emphasize or submit to you two ideas today. That to be in the image of God is to connect with God, because we're in the image of God, we can connect with God. And it also means that we represent God's will, his intent, his purposes on the earth. So to be in the image of God has two components that I'm submitting to you today. There's many others and other nuances we could consider, but I particularly want to emphasize these. To be in the image of God is to be connected to God and to represent God as either an ambassador, which is somebody who is a mouthpiece representing the one who sent them. If you are an ambassador for the United States in Italy, you have a place in Italy where you speak on behalf of the government of the United States in that place. As an ambassador of the kingdom of God. We represent the authority of God, the will of God, the verbiage of God with our mouths and our action. That government in the government of earth, we represent the intent of God. Or you could say that to be a representative is to be a governor, that we bring kind of the government of God or the kingdom of God. So again, to be in the image of God is to connect with God and to represent God. So if we're going to connect with God, we're going to be with God in order to represent God. Let me make that clear, because this is the emphasis of my point in this podcast today. To be in the image of God, to live in the way that God intended in his created order, from my perspective, is that we want to be with God in order to connect with God, in order to represent God in the earth. To be a good human is to be a good Adam, is to be a good human being and a good human doing. So that expression of being a good human, we could break that into those two categories, a good human being and a good human doing. A good human being is the one who connects with God, and a good human doing is the one who represents God in the world. So our goal is to be with him and to really represent him, first of all, in our roles. You've been placed in a variety of roles in your life, within your family, whether that is that you are a husband or a wife, a father, a son or daughter, an aunt, an uncle, a child, a sibling. There's all these roles within the family. Then you have roles within your life, whether that's as a neighbor or in your workplace or in your grouping. You are called to be with God and to represent God in your spheres, in your roles, moving in the power of God. Now, to move in the power of God, we need to be connected with God in intimacy. That's why it's really important to learn to be with God, to live with God, to be still with God, to perceive God, what he's doing around you. His presence is holding everything together. So we want to be with him, discerning what he wants to do, and then we want to represent his will in our spheres. We both flow from being with God in intimacy, and we flow into doing God's will in action. That mixture is what it really means to be a good human, a human being, and a human doing. So I ask you, are you a good human? Are you a good Adam? Are you a good image bearer of God in this world? To do that, you want to develop your ability to be with God, to be still, to be in a place of contentment when you are simply perceiving, interacting with, communing with, or being still with God. Are you nervous when you're still with God? Are you able to receive input from God? Are you able to still the activity in your mind so that you can simply lay yourself aside just so you can, or your concerns, your obsessions, your guilt, your accusations, your judgments, just to be yourself in the presence of God? To receive your identity from God. How does God view you? How does God, what was in his imagination when he made you? What abilities has he given you, and how does he want you to exercise those abilities so that when you're with God, you're actually considering all of that, kind of like your familial deposit, what God has given and injected into your being, so that you can be with him in relation to how he has created you, and you can receive his creation and receive his presence without judgment, but actually with a love that is without end. Are you a good human being? How about a human doing? Some people are really good at a devotional life or being still with God or praying, either intercessory prayer or a receiving prayer, but they're not very good at acting out the things of God. You know, you could have real care for somebody, but until you express it, either in word or deed, that care in many ways doesn't count. The care that's in your mind but is not expressed is not real care. The same thing is true about our representing God. We may have good thoughts about what God wants to do in our neighborhood or in our organization, our school, our workplace, our neighborhood, our family. But until we express that either in word or in deed, we are not bringing the kingdom of God to bear. So I ask you, are you a good human doing? Moving into what I call the miraculous responsibility of God, the miraculous representing of God's kingdom in your roles, in your spheres. So really, what I'm saying today is a pretty simple concept, and I think it can be really helpful to all of us to become better humans. To become a good human is to be a good human being with God and a good human doing in the power and purposes of God. So to do that well, you want to consider things like your design, how God has framed you, your roles, where he's placed you, your purpose, what he has what he's put you on the world to do. One of the things in my coaching curriculum, I have a curriculum that's called Get Clear, Get Focused, and Be Fruitful. And it helps you to clarify the direction of your life and to advance God's kingdom wherever you go the rest of your life. But in the third kind of module of that curriculum is to surface your purpose. And I like to summarize your purpose is, what do you offer the world? Now, to understand that well, we have to be in a place where we know ourselves in God, that we have been with God, that we're good human beings with God. And then we are discerning what he has for us to be a human doing, because that's what we offer the world. And that's unique to everybody. And I think there's an explosion of this understanding on the planet now. Some of it has to do with just the reality of the internet. Now we can much more invest who we are uniquely in the world, because we don't have to just work for large corporations, though we could. We can also express our unique selves and start unique businesses and unique ways to serve, because we can lay hold of this is what I offer the world. And as we clarify that, now we can impart the power that God puts on that. Our human being moves into the power of God to be our human doing with the anointing and the purpose of God. And when we do that, we can also monetize that, because we are adding value to others. That's what monetization is. If I make a table that's really nice, you are willing to pay for that table. I've monetized that table. If I have a service that builds you up in some way or serves you in a meaningful way, you will pay me for that. That's monetizing that service. We are, I believe, an explosion on the earth of our monetizing our purpose, not to make money on its own, but instead to serve people and build them up. And the way that you can tell that's happening is because they are willing to, in a sense, thank you or to invest in themselves to receive what you have. So to be a human being is to be with God. To be a human doing is to move in his power, which is related to his design and where he's placed you in his purpose. And then laying hold of how to do that in the power of the Holy Spirit. So, what's your response today? Are you even considering that your main purpose on the earth is to be a good Adam, a good human, a good image bearer of God? Is there anything that he's highlighting to you, whether it is that you need to practice and to learn, maybe to read more about simply connecting with God in your identity, in your soul, in your understanding of his truth, that you are being with God? Or is it that you need to be emboldened or to clarify your sense of purpose in each role, in what you have to offer the world. And you need coaching or whatever to clarify your ability to invest who you are, what you have been given by God to invest for his purposes and your delight and the benefit of others in the world. Maybe that's where your emphasis is, so that you can move in his miraculous power to represent him in your unique way. When we are living in that capacity, we will be extending his kingdom in concrete ways around us, as well as transcendent ways around us. Consider your response, because I can assure you, when God created you, he's happy with who he made. And he also is calling you to be a good human being and a good human doing. So consider that. Think about it. Reflect on it with God and move ahead. Take steps to grow in one of those capacities as you represent God on the earth. Have an awesome day. I look forward to sharing more with you in the future. Bye-bye.